Inspector Goaty Goes by Train by H.R.F. Keating, read by Sam Dastal. Before. The two of them were both reading the same item in the Times of India at much the same time, but a distance of something like 3 miles separated the carefully locked and bolted luxury flat in the big new yellow-coloured block up on Kambala Hill from the stuffy, dust-smelling little cubbyhole of an office in Bombay CID headquarters, where Inspector Ganesh Goaty sat. The small down-column item in the paper spread out in front of him on the scratched and ink-blotched surface of his old wooden-top desk was to have considerably more effect on his future than he realized. It was, equally, to affect the future of the other reader. But at this moment it seemed to Goaty to be simply, but wonderfully, a landmark past. His picture in the paper. In the Times of India. Admittedly, it was not a very good picture. A grey, featureless face stared straight forward above the open collar of a white shirt. A small whitish blob indicated the tip of the nose. A dark set line, the mouth. But it was an achievement. It was public recognition. Wild, totally unexpected notions suddenly entered his head and swept about there as if it was their familiar display ground. This would be only a beginning. Detectives in other countries were famous people. They were respectfully greeted in the public streets. In Europe, he had read this, they were like film stars. Ordinary people would go out of their way just to have darshan of them, to receive the influence.